sangre. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
We play the songs you like to hear. We work out just like Lowe's. We love our own to lots of friends and no foes. Oh, tune into WOMY. Oh, tune into WOMY.
Merry Christmas, Sunio Nianta. Love, WOMY.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, December 1st, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, December 2nd, join the Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, December 3rd, join the Student Advisory Council of the Business Department for hot chocolate snacks and meet Tiny the Therapy Dog from 12 to 3 p.m. in Alumni Hall on the first floor. Also happening Wednesday, join the Interfaith Council for their end-of-semester party, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room. Join Jewelry Making Club for their holiday party, happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, the Health and Wellness Center is hosting an on-campus vaccine clinic from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hunt Union Catskill Room. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their wrap party, happening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Craven Lounge in Morris Hall. Thursday is the opening day of Terps. Make sure to check them out from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online or at the box office. On Friday, join the SUNY Oneonta Activities Council for Frequent Flyer Bingo. Check them out 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the living room of Hunt Union. Saturday is Holiday Craft Fair. Come by the Hunt Union Ballroom and find gifts for your loved ones from local and regional crafters. This will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom on Saturday, December 6th. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. On Sunday, swing by Foothills at 4 p.m. to hear your favorite bands from SUNY Oneonta's Rock Ensemble perform. It'll be $5 at the door. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep warm, everyone, and have a safe.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Thank you. with the music. Try not to fall down, it's confusing. I wanna run free when I choose it. Play the wrong chord, say something stupid.
I found my lip, I hold my tongue. Oh yeah, that show is baby. I'm you just gotta pay. Showbiz, baby. Oh yeah, that's showbiz, baby. Don't bite the hand that feeds me.
Don't touch that dial and enjoy your favorite holiday classics wherever you feel the most at home. Happy holidays from your favorite radio station, WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love, and I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason, and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Yeah. bitter sin. Adrenaline reeling me in against my better judging me.
Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked.
Is it New Year's yet? I'm getting bored, so can we skip
it? McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or, like, a SWAT team. A